The outdoor recreation industry gathers again in Salt Lake City next week for its summer trade show. But even before the hundreds of companies arrive, they're having an impact statewide. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Gregory Mountain Products has made backpacks for decades, and it faced a big decision 2 years ago when a Chicago company purchased the brand.
When we took a look at what Gregory does and its DNA, to be honest, it wasn't ever even in question whether or not we would leave Utah.
John Sears leads Gregory's design and development shop. It's housed in the Salt Lake City suburb of Holiday, with stunning views of the Wasatch Mountains just outside.
Having that access so close and having the community, outdoor users and enthusiasts, you know, the outdoor retailer shows here, it's a pretty tough place to leave.
Gregory is part of a $12 billion industry that means $3.6 billion in wages and salaries for the state. It's also part of a group with a growing influence beyond business in state politics. One example is the creation of Utah's Office of Outdoor Recreation, part of the State Economic Development Agency. Now Colorado and Washington State have outdoor rec offices too. The Outdoor Industry Association has also challenged Utah's efforts to take control of federal lands. Sears hints that the Bears Ears National Monument proposal will be on the upcoming agenda.
More to come on that, and I'm sure you'll see these things, you know, hit the news during the show.
The industry is trying to protect the natural assets its customers rely on. The trade show begins Wednesday and ends Saturday. Judy Fays, KUER News.